nappyafro.com.
You are now listening to the Frocast, presented by nappyafro.com.
What's going on, people? You are now listening to the Frocast, episode number 244, on the best network on the Nappy Afro. I messed that all up, man. I'm trying to do my best all right impression, but you know, it's team at no edits over here. This is your boy King Germ, aka the People's Champ, aka the most slandered, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day. The kicks of the day are my Adidas flip-flops that's torn, that need to be thrown in the trash, that smell like dog shit. But, you know, I'm doing that to pay homage to Solly Wright, that's not here this week. But I do have a very interesting guest. Not even a guest anymore. To my left, I have the wonderful Queen Germ. Queen Germ, you want to say hello to the people?
Hello, people. Queen Germ here, sitting in tonight.
AKA. My AKA game is horrible. AKA. I tried to go over this. AKA, this ain't the first time we did the show.
AKA Black Diamond. AKA Sexy Jet. AKA Dr. Mom.
Hey, that's even better. You're getting it there, man. You're getting it. That's a little better. Next time, you know.
I'll be on the one. I'll be right on it.
Yeah. Okay, good. But yeah, y'all know how we do it, man. She getting the hang of it. You know, so it's kind of like riding a bicycle, man. You kind of never forget. But hopefully, you know what I'm saying, it's all right. Work his contract details out. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Queen Germ is a busy person. But I want to thank her for sitting in on the show so I don't have to talk to the people by myself this week. And everything been going all right?
Pretty good. Been very, very busy selling Girl Scout cookies. And
now, when you say Girl Scout cookies, are you talking about the Thin Mint kind, or are you talking about that kind that...
I'm talking about the only kind I know, which is Girl Scout Official.
Oh, but I mean, still, you're not, I mean...
United States Girl Scout
Council. Oh, Girl Scouts, okay.
Girl Scouts of America cookies. Yes.
So, I mean, how many boxes y'all on trying to sell this year?
We're trying to sell at least 3,000. So these kids can go to Universal Studios.
Wow. So y'all sell 3,000 boxes of cookies. That means all the girls get to go?
Well, we have a small troop, so it's only 7 of them.
Oh, okay. So is this something the Girl Scouts going to, or this is just something y'all going to plan?
Something for our troop.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, listen, if y'all out in these streets of Tallahassee and y'all see troop number
51
out there, fucks with them, buy some cookies from them. The more you buy, the more you be helping a nice little girl troop of Girl Scouts. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? The king, the royal family, we stay involved in the community. You got Queen Germ out here helping kids from 8 to 28. You got King Germ out here helping the youths and, you know, just advising people. We got a question this week. It's not really a question, but it's from Short T.
Short T.
Okay. She getting, see, we working on there. And I think this was pretty dope. All right. Okay, first of all, Shorty said Gary Owen invited Adele to Black people's respective cookouts after her Grammy speech, thanking Beyonce. We're going to get to that in a second, but I want to start out with this first because let's lighten up the mood. I ain't want to start hating on Beyonce so soon and we lose all the viewers. But and when he mean by Black people respective cookouts, you know how we say certain people from different races are invited to the cookout. You know what I'm saying? So he's saying that Adele is inviting. Now, first of all, Gary Owen is a white dude. So how is he inviting people to the Black people cookout? Nigga, you just got invited yourself. So, you know.
Start there.
Yeah, let's start there, nigga. You barely in there, Gary. Anyway, you're in there. Shade Room made a list of non-Black people that are invited as well, a.k.a. the Have Black People Cosign. Do I agree or disagree with the list? Let's look at the list. He said, bonus question. Would you invite them to the cookout, and what would you ask them to bring? And this is from Short T.
Short T.
You're getting better, man. Just like when I say millions, what you supposed to say?
And millions.
There you go. 13 celebrities invited to the cookout. We got Gary Owen, number one. I guess he's married to a Black woman. He's been on Comedy View more times than most Black comedians. So I would say he understands the struggle.
Kind of.
Yeah. Okay. Number two, Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf is, you probably know him from Digging Holes, being on Transformers, and most recently going ape shit on Trump supporters and dropping a freestyle on, what's that dude name? Be on Sway in the Morning. You know what I'm saying? That was pretty live. So Shia LaBeouf, I guess he's invited. Officer Norman. Who is Officer Norman? It must be one of them cops that was dancing. I don't know Officer Norman by name. Adele, she can sing. Yeah. She's invited. Justin Timberlake, nah. Justin Timberlake can't come. He snitched on Janet. He ain't ride for Janet, so nah. Justin Timberlake, he's not invited to the cookout. Plus, he from Tennessee. He probably got some crazy people in his family, if you get what I'm saying. Norm Kelly. Don't know who Norm Kelly is, so no, he's not invited to the cookout. Lady Gaga, hell no. Eminem, hell no. J.K. Rowling, the chick that wrote Harry Potter? No, you're from England. You're not invited to the cookout. Sorry. Chrissy Teigen, you're just married to John, what's his name, John Legend? You're not invited. Meryl Streep, no. Chelsea Handler, hell no. Just because you ride black meat don't make you invited to the cookout. Katy Perry, my daughter likes Katy Perry, so yeah, she can come. So those are the 16 that was invited. You know, I dissed a lot of them. So 12, yeah, huh?
You sure that's 16?
Yeah, 13. I'm sorry, 13. Mm-hmm. I dissed over half of them. So, who some white people that's invited to the cookout? In the words of my nigga Mr. Randy, aka B, he said the only and this is his words spoken in context. He said the only cracker invited to his house is Dan Marino, and then he can't even stay long. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I got to get him on a Frocast one time so y'all can see the craziness that is. Just the stories alone from early 80s Miami would have you dying, rolling in tears. But getting back to it, who's some white people that's invited to the cookout?
I don't know none.
Now, y'all don't understand. Queen Germ is, for better words, prejudice. Okay? I don't know what the white man has done to her, but she is not a fan.
Not a fan.
You have to do some extraordinary shit if you have pale skin to, she, and that's not saying she has some good friends that are from the Caucasus Mountains, but on normal, nah, she ain't gonna fuck with you.
Nah, can't do that. Can't trust that. Let's
see, man. It's gotta be somebody that's invited to the cookout that's white.
Who?
Tim Tebow.
One of your friends?
Tim Tebow invited to the cookout.
Yeah. You're much more diverse than I am.
Yes, I am. I am.
Somebody got to be.
Yeah. I try to get her out the hole and open her, open her mind and get her out trapped in this ghetto world she's trapped in. You know,
so ghetto.
But you know how it is, kids. You know, when they come from the hood and growing up in the rough projects, and you know how it is, man. Their life is
really.
Yeah, man. Third wall. You know, she from the uptown and all that shit. She from the muck, man. She came up from nothing, man. Zero zilch. She made her way hustling. She don't owe niggas shit. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
So, you know. But that's what's up. So, shout out Short T for that, man. Getting to the meat of this thing. Had the Grammys this week. Did you watch?
No.
I tried watching, but the Grammys is, it's really not... It's not a black person's award show. You know, black people, we like award shows. We like to see... We don't give a damn about the awards because we have more performances than we have awards. Yeah. So... This year, you had Beyonce performing pregnant. She showed the world that she is really pregnant this time. And she wanted to shit on Ciara Dreams because the day before the Grammy, Ciara released a video of her dancing to I'm Every Woman. And she was pregnant, dancing all around the house. And then the next day, the real pregnant woman came out on stage and did her thing. And she was dressed up like Ocean, some African goddess or whatever. And the Christians got real upset. Said Beyonce is always playing with the Lord and she wants to be God and all that stuff. And, I don't know. Of course, I don't know why, but I've seen a lot of Christians upset with her.
Well, I'm a Christian and I'm not as upset with her about that.
You think Beyonce tries to be God or something?
I mean, people who have a lot of influence at some point in your career or in that time frame, you're going to feel larger than life. So I wouldn't say that you definitely going to feel like you're God. I just feel like, you know, you get that, you know, you get that, buzz.
I get it because, you know, with this Frocast, with the millions and millions of people that listen to it and all the subscribers we have and people beating down our doors trying to get us to go national and shit, man, I feel larger than life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I get it. It's all right. That's why he's really taking shows off, man. It's getting too much. It's all right is a private person. And next thing you know, we're going to be on TMZ and shit. And he ain't ready for that, man. He not ready.
I understand.
Yeah, so... But yeah, getting back to the, you know, these celebrities, Beyonce, she performed and everybody just, you know, lost their minds and I wasn't really impressed. But they said Bruno Mars had a real, real good performance when I guess doing a Prince tribute or something. See, that's part, I kept turning from it and walking away, so I missed that. Tribe Called Quest, they had a very performance where they were going in at Trump calling, Busta Rhymes out there calling him President Agent Orange, and it was real, like, you know, it was real politically charged set, and everybody was into it. And I know this is going to... But the nigga that stole the night was CeeLo. Did you see him in his gold shit he had on? Oh, man.
Pull that up.
So let's pull this up. CeeLo, he came dressed up in a, like, gold mask and...
He always doing the most.
It was crazy. No, this is... This started his week. This started his week of doing shit crazy. Yeah, he showed up, you know, looking like this. Looking like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Full metal suit. Like,
and he already not so... He don't look good. So yeah. That ain't helping.
And then, you know, he wasn't nominated for nothing. He just showed up. Then he left out in the car shooting up two birdies. And, you know, they asked him about it earlier. A couple days ago, he was like, oh, that wasn't me. That was my alter ego, Gnarly Davidson. And so now CeeLo is just, I can't believe this is the same guy. He was the most relatable person in Goody Mob. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was the most normal. And now he's just turned into some... I don't understand, man. I see why Saul Wright want to take time off, because if fame go to your head and make you... Like, I can see Saul Wright dressing up in this all-gold suit like that. An all-gold dashiki. That's what Saul Wright have on.
You think so?
No, so. Saul Wright wears a dashiki, like, at least twice a week. Okay. Honestly. No bullshit. Like, he don't... Like, he one of them African, super African niggas. Like, no shoes. He buy a lot of shoes, but he like to walk around barefoot and shit, but...
I ain't mad at him.
Yeah. He got some Benjamin Banneker sandals or something. He said he paid $300. They made out of tree bark. Mm. Some weird shit. Some crazy shit from African wood. Or something is wood. It's some crazy $300 Benjamin Banneker shoes. But yeah. Anyway. Yeah,
I won't have a pair of those.
Yeah. Beyonce fans were upset. She didn't win Album of the Year. Adele won Album of the Year. Song of the Year.
Adele
the
Triple Crown.
Adele cleaned up. People saying, you know, Beyonce didn't win because of what Carlos Santana said, because she didn't have a singing album. Like, you know, I mean, she can't compete with Adele singing. No, like, Beyonce is a great performer. Question is, who's the greatest performer you've seen?
Performer.
And that day, not live, I mean, you know, because... People, a lot of people are saying that Beyonce is on MJ level.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Because, I mean, she might be a good performer, but I think Michael Jackson was a different level. Because, first of all, Michael Jackson had grown men faint. Until I see Beyonce make a grown man faint for just standing there, just looking out the door or something. Like, Michael Jackson was a different kind of person. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, my mama went and got a job at the Coliseum, just because the Jackson 5 was coming, and then when she touched Michael Jackson's hand, she ain't washed her hand for like 2 months.
Mm. Yeah.
She was like, my mom is one of the biggest Michael Jackson fiends out there.
She is.
She's like, so when anybody brings that up with her, like, it makes her kind of upset. Like, the other day, like, I put my foot in the water. Because she was like, I don't understand why people think Beyonce is a good performer than Michael Jackson. I'm like, well, she is, Mike. Mom, she's not even on his level. I said, she is on his level. No, listen. No, she's not. Like, she got serious.
Shut that down.
Yes. So, you know, I had a crazy family. My auntie the other day argued on Facebook. This is just, we're going into Facebook news here, people. We're all over the place tonight. Don't worry about it. The outline is here, but we're not adhering to it. other night on Facebook, my auntie made a blanket statement. All pit bulls are dangerous and they would
vicious.
They're vicious and they would kill you. Your dog would turn on you one day. It would bite you and this and that. And I was like, listen, man, it shouldn't make blanket statements like that because I could easily replace black people with pit bulls. And the data shows that, yes, black people commit a lot of crimes, but that doesn't mean all black people are dangerous. But I don't like arguing with my aunties on Facebook because, like I said, they're crazy. And you can't win in a public forum against crazy. So I just sit back. I might say one thing to get them started and never comment on it again. Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
Because old people don't know how to work the internet. They don't. Like, they get real upset about shit that goes on. Like, that video of Trick Daddy get mad with somebody with the comments. He's spitting at his own computer. Like, you're not spitting on the actual woman. You spitting on your computer, nigga. Like, you can't let people get you worked up like that on the internet. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, stupidity works me up on the internet. Like, yeah. I can't
stop. I mean, I just don't like it because of the fact that a lot of people feel that way. And because people have been brainwashed into thinking that certain types of dogs are aggressive breeds and things, and you can say that they are, but at the same time, are you really reporting all of the people who have gotten mauled by some mutt that had rabies or whatever the case may be? You're not reporting that in the same column. So when you're not comparing the facts, you know, the same way, you know, I'm a scientist, so the data can prove whatever you want it to prove, given the sample size and, you know what I'm saying, when you have taken these, you know what I'm saying, these data points. So you can't say, oh, I'm just going to, you know, look at these particular animals and just run with that. I mean, like you say, you can say black people do a whole lot of stuff, but that's just, you know, yet to be proven.
Fellas, I just realized something. The doc is the smartest person that has ever appeared on the Frocast. Let's give
whatever.
Listen, no bullshit aside. The doc is the smartest person that has ever been on a Procast, man. That's amazing. I just realized that, man. So yeah, man. Shouts out to that. That could be your AKA, smartest person on the Procast.
On the Procast. Okay, we added to the list.
Yeah, man. You got to work on that for the next show, man. You got 2 weeks. Okay. You got 2 weeks.
I
got to
get it together.
You got to get it together.
I might need a little piece of paper or something.
Yeah, man. Sometimes you gotta write your AKA, then your AKA's gotta stay the same. Like GQ Blue, he'd be like GQ Blue, aka the Black Harvey Specter, aka Mr. Swipe Right or something like that, aka the Black Tyrion Lannister, aka the purveyor of peace, the pinky ring, something like, and so like you gotta, they stay the same. Be easy. The fat, he's Mike Awesome, aka Mike Awesome, the fat chick thriller. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Young Barry White. It's all right. It's Shupak Shakur. You know what I'm saying? The black Alex P. Keaton. That's, you know, Alex P. Keaton is, that's from Family Ties.
Oh, Lord. Help him.
That shit funny as hell because he said he used to dress like him when he was little. Because all right, said he didn't know he was black till one day he had a white friend. They were supposed to be going somewhere, and family told him, "Nah, man, you can't." He told him, "It's like, hey, man, your homeboy can't go." And he was like, "Cause he black, you know what I'm saying?" And the friend had to break down and tell him. Then so Ray was just like, "Wait a minute, who's black? I'm black, like I'm black, like." Cause he never experienced racism. It's like till then, like, you know what I'm saying? So he was just like, "Yo, like, now I know this black shit is real, nigga." Like, damn, I thought.
I thought I was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. But yeah, Grammys. Still didn't watch. Chance the Rapper swept all the rap categories. Lil Wayne won a Grammy.
For what?
You don't want no problems. Want no problems with me?
Oh.
Yeah, Chance won Album of the Year, Rap Song of the Year.
I like Chance.
I mean, I just wish he'd get back to rapping. I don't like all that shit he do, man. Just get back to rapping, bro. You know what I mean?
He all right with me.
I mean, the songs don't be bad. I just, it seems, I don't want you to turn into a gimmick. Because you know what I'm saying?
Because you think he got real potential?
Speaking of potential, niggas I think got potential. 21 Savage, man. I am now, I have respect for him.
And what did he do?
I watched the Noisy Atlanta thing on Vice.
Mm-hmm.
And just to hear his story, like, I mean, he's official. Like, he, you know, he ain't, like, and then just, he from the school of, like, he want to fight niggas instead of shoot niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I can respect that, man. He like, niggas out here don't want to fight no more, man. He just like, he said, he just want a gun. He said, I don't shoot. He said, I beat one of these niggas' ass. And I respected that, man. So 21 Savage, man, you my early winner this week, man. But yeah, get back to this outline, man. Seen the story, man. It's kind of, it's from last month, but we were supposed to talk about it on one forecast, but I accidentally put it on the wrong notepad. But yeah, we had this college student in Tennessee. I don't know her name, but she was dating a black guy. Parents found out, took her out, cut her off, said no college money, close your savings account, give me your cell phone. Basically just, you know, you messing with a nigga, it's the worst thing you could do. So what did she do? Like all other white women, they go to the internet and beg for help. And you know what? The universe gave it to her tenfold. So since this happened, which was like in January, the girl set up a GoFundMe. I'm not going to give you that because, you know, she might get more money. She's made over $30,000. So unlike some of you kids out there that have to go out and get loans to go to college and shit like that.
Work study.
Yeah, and work a job and go to class and, you know what I'm saying, and shit is hectic. She went to the internet, set up a GoFundMe, got $15,000 in one day. Now she got over 30. Whoa. I wonder what the number is now. Cause man,
that's some bullshit right now.
Hey. So let me ask you a question. As a person who spent damn near half their life in college, mm-hmm. in school rather, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? How does that, like, did you have to get any loans or anything like that?
Oh, I got me a nice little house and student loans.
Ooh, shit. So Sally Mae, you and Sally Mae, you know what I'm saying? Okay,
We kind of cool. I'm trying to pay it back as slow and easy as possible.
Man, have you tried any of these forgiveness programs that's going around?
I'm trying. Get a little something.
Okay.
Do a little something, you know. I do give to the community as far as in my service and educating the youth. So, hopefully it'll pay off. But, yeah, just have I got it going on. I need to go in and get me one. Yeah. If I put my invoice out there, somebody might feel sorry for me and shoot me a couple of dollars.
You never know. Put your story out there. Look, what's the worst that can happen? You get nothing?
Exactly. It ain't going to cost me nothing,
shit,
right?
Shit, you could make you a little story. Be like, hey, hey, how you doing? This doc mom. I'm a mother. I do this. I do that. I got X amount of dollars in school loans. Anything you do will help me out. Yeah. I see people getting money. You know,
student loan debt off.
Like, I'm involved in the community, this and that, in blah, blah, church. Blah, blah.
Yeah,
yeah, but good. But Allie Dowdle in Eads, Tennessee, she's raised over $36,835 of her $10,000 goal. So she was only looking for $10,000.
So this heifer done going and tripled that.
Tripled that.
Yes.
Look at these people. Somebody just gave her money, just gave her a donation an hour ago, man. $100.
Yeah. But hey, the studies show that, since we're talking about studies, that people are not as comfortable with interracial relationships as they say they are.
Jeez.
That's what we found out today, right?
She didn't reach that goal. People still giving her money.
Mm-hmm. And she got her picture up there with her and her boo.
Yes. He's a nice black fellow. I mean, super black. Almost fetishy, almost. You know, so he ain't your typical light skin and white girl. He's a black ass nigga.
He a blue black.
Hell yeah.
I guess they'll do that thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shout out. So, yeah, man. That's awesome. People kill racism. 50 years from now, man, there will be no racism because everybody will be mixed up. The Honorable Kanye West, a.k.a. Martin Louis the King, you know what I'm saying, said that.
Yeah, but it's going to be somebody.
Yeah, man. Oh, more bullshit news. Tom Brady didn't win the Super Bowl. The Patriots won the Super Bowl. So, of course, you know, teams go to the White House for a visit. Tom Brady didn't go when they won last time, saying he had some issues. He had already had prior plans, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's the president, but whatever.
You know what I'm saying? So he skipped out on it. So this time, you know, saying the president is Donnie Trump, AKA Asshole. 45, AKA the fucking, that guy, you know what I'm saying, this Prezi. So a couple players said they're not going. You got the long, Howie Longson said he ain't going. LeGarrette Blount said he ain't going. McCourty ain't going. Martelli, you know, the typical. So Tom Brady said they should put politics aside and I'll go, come on, Tom. Why didn't you put politics aside and not go? If that was what it is, I mean, everybody know you chum with the president, so it's cool. You know what I'm saying? But nobody should have to go. If they don't want to go, you ain't go. Don't make these niggas go. And niggas, don't go, man. I understand it's the White House, but don't go, my nigga. It's just the White House.
Yeah. It ain't even that serious.
Yeah, I mean,
you got an asshole as a president, but at the same time, it's like, how you can even justify encouraging somebody else to do something you didn't do?
Exactly.
So it's like, you not
smoke
in a position.
Smoke crack, my nigga. Smoke crack, man. Hey, man, you might as well smoke crack. Man, put politics aside, smoke this crack.
Yeah,
man.
Nah. I pass.
Oh, shit, man. Anyway. So, yeah, Tom, don't do it, Tom, man. You know, you made me not ride for you no more, man. You know,
I never did.
I got to say, on the football field, Tom Brady's the man. Now Tom Brady, man, you took a...
He took a detour with that.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't really vouch for you like that, my nigga. But anyway. Any more bullshit? Oh, yeah. You know, you heard about Trump. His national advisor, advisor quit in the middle of the night because he had been, you know what I'm saying, talking to the Russians.
So, I just don't understand, like, when is this going to stop? Like, when are we going to wake up and this is going to be over?
Will Trump make it through 2017 as president? You think they'd have been impeached him? He done something.
I hope so.
Some shit going to come out, man. Something going to happen, man. I don't know how the fuck we going to...
Because we can't make it through. I mean, like, if you can't make... We can't make it through a month. This has been, a month and a half?
It ain't been a month. The 20th. What do you mean? Today ain't that much? 16th?
Well, it feel like it's been a long time. Because every time I turn around, I turn on my phone and my phone say, something about whatever the hell he doing. So, it's like, it feels like it's been longer than it has been.
Yeah, man. Like I said, man, he's a great content provider, man. People... Like, listen, man, Jon Stewart would have loved to been doing the show right now. Stephen Colbert, man. God, man.
You tired a little too soon?
Yes, man. They gave up the show too, man. This shit would have been awesome, man. Golly. Well, Valentine's Day was Tuesday. The day of love. The day where you show the one that you love how much you love them. And I have a philosophy on this day. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm finna correct you.
The niggas that go all out on Valentine's Day, them niggas are cheating.
I don't believe that.
I believe that because they guilt, they heart is
that's
is,
not true.
It is because I could pop up on any day of the month and be like, huh, babe. You know what I'm saying? And that shit is like, I feel like the 14th of February, that shit is too forced because I feel like you have to do that all the time.
That sounds like a cheap nigga to me.
Cheap? Nah, I call myself thrifty. I'm economically inclined. You know what I'm saying? But nah, I'm not a cheap nigga, man. But the niggas that's doing all this, you know what I'm saying? Rose petals all over the bed.
That's
and
nice. That's thoughtful.
Big ass teddy bears and rose petals in the bathtub. Money leading from the door to the bed and all this crap. Nigga, you got some dirt with you, dog.
You think so?
Yeah, man.
But what you think is the ideal Valentine's Day celebration?
I mean, I think, like, you go out to eat.
Pin them down.
And then come back home and get the pound game on, man.
Okay.
Just some little nice quality time with each other, man. That's all that's needed, man. Just, it ain't all that craziness, man. Because, you know, then it's like, Yeah, man, it's too much.
Yeah, we done celebrated, what, 16 of them?
Yeah, just about.
Yeah.
Just about. At least 15. I met you in 01 after Valentine's. So
yeah, so
15. Yeah. So, from 2 on, yeah. So, that's a lot. You know, been through a lot, man. So, you know, it ain't. That's consistency. You ain't got to worry about that. You know
what
I mean?
That's what it is.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of these girls not going to get flowers and candy no more for till next year, Valentine's Day. That's the only time they get them.
Maybe.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, it's like. They ain't getting shown nothing, you know what I'm saying? So that's why, I don't know, man. Valentine's Day, It's like I'm not hating. I'm just saying, like, I don't niggas just be like, don't y'all don't need to do all that. Like, it ain't it's for the niggas that's like the single people. It's like for people that's courting. It ain't the ones that's been together, like, nah.
You can't let the love die. You can't let
the love is not dead, but that's what I'm saying. It's not as big as it's a bigger deal to the single people.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so, but then at the same time, you gotta, you know, it's just a time to pause and reflect on the relationship that you have. Everybody do theirs in a different way. Like, it's some people who just, you know, chilling at the house, having a nice meal, hanging out with the kids and everybody in the Valentine's love. Yeah. Then you got some people who they just want to go online and social media, and so they can show everybody whatever gift they got or whatever.
The bragging.
And then, you know. Yeah, he went to Jared's, so I guess so, you know.
So how was your Valentine's Day?
My Valentine's Day was very busy. My lovely child is in a play, so she had a practice that evening, sold Girl Scout cookies and taught class and gave an exam, and then came home after all of that was said and done and saw the man of my dreams waiting for me. And, you know, spent some quality time, ate a little meal, and, you know.
Went to sleep. Yeah. Like,
he put me to sleep, y'all. But, yeah.
She's lying, people. We did not even get no grown girl. No. Niggas, look. Hey, bruh.
We brought Valentine's Day in, if we want to be real about it.
No, we didn't.
Okay. If you don't want the millions.
And millions of people to know.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
We brought it in.
She lying, people. Okay, who y'all gonna believe?
Believe me. I'm here for a reason 16 years later, but go ahead.
But not 2017, no buns.
Really?
None.
Okay.
But that's neither here nor there.
What else on the list, man?
Oh, what's else on the list? Oh, man. Did you watch any TV this week? No, you didn't.
I ain't had time.
I'm not gonna talk TV because Saul right in here. So he watched Friday Night Tykes. It's pretty good. They kind of had a resolution about the kid and the coach thing. The coach, the dude got a ban for life from the organization and Typha. So he's done. The kid, they wanted to release from the team. So he's off the team. He quit the team. No Outlaws this week. We had the 210 Outlaws versus the Austin Steelers.
What you got there?
Man.
Girl Scout cookies?
No, I don't know what this is. Austin Steelers won the game, you know, due to rain stoppage, but they was up. You know what I'm saying? It was a good game, man. Before the game, you know, McCutcheon's mother was talking about how he was getting in trouble, getting in fights, and she wasn't going to let him play the game. Then game day comes along. Oh, the coaches talked me into letting him play, but he ain't going to play next week. Yeah, mom, you know, come on now. You're supposed to be a mom right there and not let him play. Teach him a lesson because the boy ain't learned no lesson. You know what I'm saying? Let him sit out a game when his team need him and they lose. Then he learns a lesson. You know what I'm saying? He ain't going to learn a lesson by missing a game against somebody they're going to beat 60-0 without him. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that was a teachable moment that we all missed right there. But other than that, man, you know, Tykes were Tykes. I see that... There's been a Tadeon sighting. Tadeon Lott was one of the little beastie running backs. It looked like he's going to be an outlaw. And if Tadeon and Mizell in the backfield at the same time, them boys going to be the truth. I can't wait to see that. So, yeah, watch Homeland. Homeland was pretty good this week. Getting back to a little more action. Getting more back homelandish. So, that was pretty good. Check it out. Pretty good, damn good. Other than that, Scandal. Cyrus is the president. Well, was the president. I don't know who the president going to be now. Probably Melly. That's going to be crazy. But, yeah, that's all for that. And that's about all for TV, man. I ain't going to delve too deep in it. And as far as outline... That's about it we got for the outline, people. We're not going to keep you long today, man. People got lives. People got jobs. Keep it 100 this week, man. I'm going to go ahead and say it, and I know a lot of y'all don't care, but Beyonce has the most annoying fan base out there. This week, when Beyonce performed, Soon as she walked down stage, you see people acting like they fainting. You see people just going up above the top. Beyonce did this with a chair. Blah, 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 blah. Look at her out here. Blah, 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 blah. Y'all, come on, man. Y'all Beyonce fans like act like everything she did is the greatest thing ever. Granted, she does some great shit, but come on, man. Y'all got to chill with annoying. I think y'all know this. I think y'all know that people know that y'all annoying, so y'all just go extra with it. Just to be extra annoying. But please, stop. Stop. Beyonce can fart and y'all can act like that shit was innovative. No, it wasn't. So, that's why I keep it 100 this week. Beyonce fans, turn it down a notch. You know what I'm saying? Please, turn it down. Winners and losers this week. Got any winners this week?
Winners?
No winners?
No winners, I don't think. I mean, you know, the first family, we always win. You know, so that's, we good.
Okay, that's kind of a shout out, but no.
No.
No, it's not a winner.
We not winners?
That's not how you do a winner.
Okay, so I got to say.
Well, winner
you is, give me an example of a winner.
Okay, my winner this week is somebody that won this week. That's how you got to do it.
Okay, so tell me, what they got?
My winner this week. All the people that have been waiting on their earned income credit date to drop. When you got it, you're happy. So those are my winners. Everybody's waiting on that damn refund check. Because I don't care what people say, man. Listen, man, it's your refund check. Spend that motherfucker how you want to spend it, man. Some people talk about something, oh, you just going to blow your shit in a month. So what, nigga? So what? Let me blow my shit. You know what I'm saying? Let them blow their shit. That's they shit. Who cares, man? Like, you don't care how I spend my money no other time out of the year, but you want to care how I spend my refund check. So what? If I want to buy a fucking car that's going to break down on me in 90 days, so what? If I want to go buy, like, something ridiculous, if I want to go jump in the weed game and buy a pound of loud and blow my whole thing, so what? If I want to put some rims on my car when I know I need a new engine, so what? If I want some Beats, some Jordans, some True Religions, and a fucking Avirex jacket in when it's warm. So what? Do that shit, my nigga. Go buy that 100-inch screen TV. Live your life. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so that's a winner.
That's a winner.
All right.
You got any losers this week?
Yeah, I got a loser, all right.
Who's your loser?
Whoever this broad is who called the Girl Scout counseling reported that we were having an unofficial gathering. Which
snitches get stitches.
That was none of her business. We gave you an invitation. You could either accept it or declined. Ain't no need for you to go run and try to make no problems for us.
Was it on Girl Scout stationery?
It wasn't on Girl Scout anything.
And nothing said Girl Scout on it at all.
No, she got an invitation, a verbal invitation. But here we go again with these crackers. Always want to go and tell because they don't want to see us come up because, of course, you know, we got a black troop for the most part. And it was just some being a hater because all she had to do was say, you know, she wanted to really inquire. She could have asked a few questions. She didn't do that. She just went straight to the people and reported that we was having a unsanctioned Girl Scout outing or what have you. So she's a big loser.
Mm.
Screw you.
Wow. Put a Twitter out there, son, so we can send the people out there. Put a Twitter. What's her Facebook? We'll go attack her page. Call her kind of raggedy hoes and bitches.
No!
We send the Fro Nation out there and get on her page and just rip her a new one and make her cry in a corner. And she just be like, oh, what did I do? I don't know why these people are attacking me.
On my honor.
I didn't do anything. I said Black Lives Matter. Man, well, my loser is CeeLo. Why is CeeLo my loser? CeeLo is my loser because he made a song called Jay-Z's Girl in the tune of Jesse's Girl, a song about his admiration for Beyonce, which is weird as fuck because A, this is somebody you work with, this is their wife. I don't give a damn. Like, this is not like a, if you was an unknown person, that'd be one thing. But you are, like, you know, somebody that, you know, was at the Grammys and shit. You can't make no song about Beyonce about another man's wife if you are the motherfucking, you know, like on the same level. Like I just no. Shit is weird. The video was weird. You had a midget in there. Shit is strange. Have you seen it? Mm-mm. You wanna see a little tune of it real quick?
Real quick.
Let's see if I can play it real quick. Just a little bit.
But CeeLo is peculiar anyway, so I'm not sure why you expected anything better.
I mean, this is not really CeeLo. This is Gnarly Davidson. You know, his alter ego again.
The Grammy?
Yeah. This is Gnarly Davidson.
Because that's what he was supposed to be dressed as, a Grammy?
No, I don't know what he was supposed to be dressed as. But, you know, we'll let you hear live reaction, people.
Sorry, Jay, but I love her too.
I love her too?
What am I supposed to do? Jay-Z is the king. And I'm probably his biggest fan. But there's a feeling inside that I'm sure he'd understand. That I'm in love with B and I want to be your man. He wears his hat down over his eyes. And he's smooching up with those lips. I just know it's
brother.
Don't you know I want Jay-Z's girl? I wish I had Jay-Z's girl. Tell me, what can I find a woman like that?
Houston.
He's got all the cash. All I got is a pocket full of ones. But I'm watching the game, so can
so y'all, up y'all, like
a
I mean.
Yeah, she's cute.
Oh my gosh.
Now that part was funny. Major shade on Solange. Major shade.
Maybe he okayed it.
I don't know. I mean, that's just like the weirdest shit ever, though. Like,
he said he's Jay-Z's biggest fan.
But that makes it even weirder. Oh my goodness.
I don't know. I can't understand it myself.
Yeah, man, it's like... That's crazy, man. So, yeah. So, CeeLo, you're my loser this week for making the creepiest song of the year. And
like, it's only February.
Yeah, it's only February. CeeLo's going to creep me out for the year already. Yeah. But that's my loser. And that's your other loser. So, shout-outs. You got any shout-outs?
Okay, so now I can say shout-out to Prince and Princess Germ. No?
Yeah, we call it Princess Germ. Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, because it's like, it's funny now, because when we call it Princess, then weird. Yeah. So, yeah, man. So, go ahead, finish your shout-outs.
Shout-out to Florida A&M University.
Bam, you.
Rattler striking. And all of my fans across the nation, whether they be in my class or otherwise, you know. Mm. I got lots of fans.
Yeah, man.
I think I got millions.
Think so?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
That's all my shout outs. I don't have anybody else. All the lovers.
What's up, man? Well, man, shout out to the staff, man. Beezy, Saw Ray, GQ Blue, Short T. There you go. Getting a little better. Shout out to all the listeners, man. Ruler myself, Dr. Abrasive, and all the dudes over there at the Dr. Abrasive Network. Shout out to Rick James, bitch. Shout out to MJ Money 9S. Shout out to Peppy J from Be More, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, anybody else that fuck with the show, man. Y'all know who it is, King Germ, man. It's all right to be back next week. Hopefully, man, we can, you know, get when the Queen Germ get more comfortable behind his microphone, you know what I'm saying? We can be able to open up to more topics, you know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be better, man. You know, new and improved forecast 2017, you know what I'm saying? We integrating a new guest, a new host, you know what I'm saying, on the show. You know what I'm saying? You know, so it's all good, man. We expanding on y'all, man. So, yeah. I'm out. This is King Germ on behalf of Queen Germ and Nappy Afro. This is episode number 244. This is the best show on the internet, period. Not just Nappy Afro, because, you know, everybody know the Fro Horseman sucks. And,
really?
Yeah, man. Them niggas, I want to be on their show this week. Beezy fronting on top. So we ain't start till about 11. So that's why I ain't even want to call you. Yeah, whatever, nigga, man. So whatever, man. I'm out. This episode 244. I'm King Jern. We out. Peace.
That sounds about like you.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com